And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yes. Welcome back, kids. By the way, the podcast brought to you by LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. That means it's good. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code Big D for 10% off. Again, that's LifeLock.com. Promo code Big D to save some money.
Sweet. Everyone had a good week?
Yes. Before we go any further, I'm going to do something real quick. All right. So is this going to go sideways? Yeah, it goes sideways. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to, we're now live on our Facebook page.
Hello, everybody. If anybody's watching, welcome. I'm setting it up to where they can hear
and kind of see what we're doing. So what's going on is we are taping the podcast and we're live on our Facebook doing the
live feed. It's kind of a new thing, isn't it? That whole
Never done it. It's kind of like we've done the Periscope thing, and I just think there's so many people that are new to the podcast, like they don't understand. Wow, we've already got 180 viewers. Mm. Oh wow, it's jumping up even higher. Oh, it's weird. I just scratched my neck and I saw it like delayed by like a second. Anyway, weird. Hi, Carson. Carson just walked in. We're on. Patrick, are you going to join us or you got work to do?
He's working okay. And he's half sick.
So for those of you who are watching live on Facebook and you don't know what our podcast is, it's like an extra show that we do every week. And yeah, look, you can see right here. You can watch it on Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
And it tells you how many people. Like we're up to almost 400.
Why is it only
right
on
now.
You?
Well, because you're over there. Here, wait. Here's Big D.
Well, I'm just saying...
It's so weird because my Facebook is telling me that Big D and Bubba are live now, and I feel if I click it that I'm going to get sucked into a portal.
Well, we did get that magnetic waves or whatever thing that just got invented or whatever.
Yeah, how big of a deal is that, actually?
It's a pretty big deal. It's a very big deal. I mean, we might be able to time travel. That's a big deal.
I think we can really time travel.
I'm going to put this down because it's going to get me dizzy. yeah, I think so.
I don't at all.
You don't think we'll ever be able to time travel?
No, because we'll screw something up. Like, I am a firm believer in the butterfly effect, that somebody is going to go back, step on a butterfly.
But we'll never know it.
And we come back.
But we'll never know it. If somebody time travels, and they screw it all up for all of us, we'll never know it because the whole thing will change.
But isn't it the universe, like, we're parallel? That time isn't actually always moving forward? It's always standing side by side? Yeah. Is that weird? Is that getting weird into like
you know
Einstein stuff?
Is I'm in my office listening to you on a delay?
Yeah. Oh, you're listening
so
to the Facebook feed and we're oh, this is like time travel.
This is like when when we're talking to somebody over a satellite and there's that stupid delay.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm hearing you like way after me.
Yeah. I like the way that you talk real loud and it's very deliberate, like you are a modern caveman.
It's because I can't hear myself.
That's bizarre.
So, well, the thing with the space thingy is, I don't even know what it means, actually.
It means space can bend, and if space can bend, so can time.
I feel like everything I learned from time travel came from Back to the Future.
Or yeah. Doctor Who.
That's on you.
But. Yeah, that's what you learned.
Now, Big D, though, you have to admit, you watched the Blink episode with the timey-wimey thing, and he's doing the... Wasn't it unique? Or unique? What a dumb word. Wasn't it cool to see the way that, you know, he was able to talk to the future using the old tape recordings?
It was cool.
It was neat.
The Doctor Who episodes are written very well. It's, you know, it's...
Sadly,
you know, I liked them. I did. I liked them.
Sadly, I got you into it. Right as BBC took it off of Netflix.
And if it's not on Netflix, it doesn't exist in my world. I don't have regular cable. I barely have over-the-air signals. Now, if you just have like a digital TV, your over-the-air signals are really good. They're the digital over-the-air signals.
Like they come in really clear?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's they changed that. That was a federal thing years back. So it looks like you have cable, but only on your over-the-air signals.
Wow.
And you'll get the digital stuff. Like you'll get, you know, CBS, CBS 0.1, CBS 0.2, 0.3 or whatnot.
And a lot of places are doing where they do that old-timey TV station now that you can, I think you can get on those digital channels where they'll show you like Gunsmoke. And,
oh, my dad would be in heaven.
Yeah. And like the, you see old Batman episodes because I'll see commercials for it run. But it's on, it's like 4.3,
right.
You know, like channel 4.3, which I don't get. And I'm like, but I want to watch old episodes of Batman, and
yeah,
they're
you
not
probably
on.
Can, why can you not get it? Do you have an old TV?
No, because I don't know enough about my TV to figure out how to use it.
The over-the-air signals is where they do the 0.3s and all that.
Yeah.
Because I was doing the over-air, and there's a dedicated weather channel that I didn't know any of that stuff was there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's all I have. But I only have a newish TV in the kitchen, and it's about the size of my computer monitor, more smaller than that. And the other ones are the big, square, heavy tube TV. That's what I have. And I only have it because of that. We've had this conversation. Like, I only have it because I have that giant, beautiful wood
armoire type TV stand.
Yeah. TV thing. And it fits perfect in it. So if I get rid of the TV,
what do I do with that thing?
Yeah.
And it's a part of the room.
Oh.
Like it's a focal part. It's a big part of it.
It anchors it.
It's so funny how those things got real popular. Those big giant TV stands that took up the whole wall. They got real popular about 5 to 7 years before TVs changed.
And went on
TVs hadn't changed in 40 years. And all of a sudden, this stuff gets popular. They're expensive. They build all these built-ins into houses.
Yes.
And then, boom, it changes everything. And now all that is completely outdated. There is 70 years of television stands that are just antiquated in people's homes now.
Yeah. Our bud Ben says, switching from Periscope to Facebook, says that you have like all these, like 500 viewers on Facebook as opposed to like 40 on Periscope. I think Periscope is dead now. I think he's right. I think Facebook came out with this just to kill Periscope.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They knew they could do it.
You could act like it was a big thing, like you didn't think of it.
No. What do you mean?
I think they came out with that so they could kill Periscope. And that's when you go, that's a great idea, D. I think you're right. But no, you went right with, yeah.
Yeah, Periscope.
Like it's obvious.
Well,
like
here's
everyone
the thing.
Knows.
What people forget is, Periscope is owned by Twitter. So it's the Twitter thing. Instagram is owned by Facebook. And then Facebook said, you know what, we're not going to be one-upped by Twitter again. So they went ahead and did this.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about the sound. I've got my cell phone sandwiched.
Is there a better way to feed?
Could you hear
sound?
It in there? Did it
seem? It sounds okay.
I literally have it sandwiched in between a pair of headphones. That way people can hear everybody else.
Is there a better way?
That's some engineering, right?
It's really, I didn't realize that what you were doing.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That
yes.
is just plumb adorable. Yeah.
That's some redneck ingenuity.
Hey, man.
It
works.
Kinda.
Is there a better way to do it, I wonder? Is there a better way to...
Well, there's no input on an iPhone.
No input, yeah.
It's only an output. Input is the speaker. Is this what he's doing.
Right.
That's the only way you can do it, is to actually have a speaker over
you
the
You might want to turn those headphones up just a tiny bit.
Really?
Yeah, because
how do
like
I turn those up?
I could hear you typing louder than I could hear D talking.
The bad thing is I use my cell phone for a flashlight, and I'm trying to get under this counter... To turn it up.
Help your boy out with a flashlight.
I don't have a flashlight app.
You don't have a flashlight app?
Oh, my God.
Why do you not have a
flashlight app? Carson, what? What did you just say?
Useless.
You don't have a flashlight
app. Oh, my God. Here, use her home screen. Yeah, that's great.
I don't know. What do you have?
I've never downloaded the I have, you know what? Because my phone is supposed to save to its SD card, but it doesn't. It dumps everything on my phone. So, like, I'll try to update my banking app, and it'll say, you don't have enough storage. So I can't have any superfluous apps ever.
Now, if I do this, it might mess up everybody's headphones, so get prepared.
You're not going to mess mine up.
Yeah, you go get yours.
I'm going to go here. Anybody notice anything different if you're listening right now? Oh, people digging my Star Wars shirt.
D and Carson talk.
Yeah, you guys
hello,
talk.
Hello, hello,
hey.
Is that better and
what's
louder?
What's up? Hey, what's up? Carson doesn't know what kind of phone she has.
No.
Carson has no idea what kind of phone she has.
It's a Droid. That's about as far as I can tell you.
Here, how about if I do it like this? Is that way louder? Whoa, did I just blow out Carson's ears?
Yeah, but that's fine. Okay. I can hear y'all without
it. Is it way louder now?
Patrick, how's it loud? Is it louder now?
Yeah, it got louder.
It's a little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now.
All right, so there you go.
All right.
Look at all the comments. See, there's comments from people saying that it's louder and they can hear it.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Hello, Lubke in Germany. I hope I said that right. Somebody, Lubke was her name. Oh, Luisa. Hi, Luisa in Germany.
So we had this, what did we do this week? We did,
what did we do? The CRS thing.
Yeah. The country radio seminar. I know this sounds crazy, but there's a seminar. It's not just radio, but it's only for country radio. And, they get together and they have these sessions. We spoke on a session on how to show prep,
which is basically how to plan for your show before you start your show. And we're trying to tell radio people how to do it. And it was cool to be invited on the session, but we were on there with other people who were trying to sell their product.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a sales thing where these guys were like, what you need to do is buy our prep so you don't have to do the work.
That's exactly right. And you know, what we said was, you want prep, just live your life and write stuff down. And remember it, and then talk about it. That's about it.
Wow, that's hardcore stuff, man.
You guys cracked the code.
Remember what you talk about.
Yeah. All right. So there
was. I
don't
know if that thing got louder, but these headphones over here definitely got louder.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Hey, I think I'm just for all honesty, you got a shot. I don't even think you realize it. You had a shot of Carson.
Right.
And and Carson's not wearing any makeup.
No, thank you for that.
And she's also wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Well, what's funny is today she said it. She walked in, she goes, she holds her arms up and she's like, can you hold your arms up like you were? She did like this. She holds them up and she's like, hey, guess what? And Dee goes, oh, it took you how long now?
Six weeks.
So today is the day she comes in with no makeup, sweatpants in it, and
honeymoon's
she's dressed
over.
Down.
Yeah, hey, y'all. Yep. Yeah. And this is the day we're on the Facebook.
Got the ponytail.
Thank Bubba for going live on the internet.
I did French braid my hair.
It's podcast day, man. This
so
is,
that's
I
fancy.
Always like doing, you know.
Oh, well, now I know. Friday, and most times I'm dressed up and whatever, but today I didn't because I have to get back to the gym desperately.
Yeah, we all need to get back into the gym desperately. I took about a month off, and
Diana says, "By the way, it's too dark. We can't tell that she's not wearing makeup."
Oh, so, good.
Yes, it's very dark.
Yeah. So just so you know,
and you're backlit and everything.
Yeah, I do that a lot. All my dates should be backlit.
So now you had a date a few weeks or this week, didn't you?
Friday, right?
I was supposed to have
a
date, and he had asked me out a week and a half prior. The plans were set, and then I get a message just a few hours before. Oh, sorry, I spaced. Can we rain check? No, we can't.
That's not the way this works.
Well, no, I am very protective of my time. It doesn't matter how much money you have, you cannot buy time. We don't know how much time we have on this world, and you just wasted mine. Patrick had plans that night and invited me along with his friends, but I said no, because I am already committed to going out with this hoser.
Did y'all go?
So, you say hoser? You said hoser like it's 1982.
Your vocabulary. Hoser.
We are in the thick of hockey season now, so football's over. I've got to go with my hockey terminology.
So did you invite her to go out with you? Better?
Well, no, she stayed home. We had invited her to come out.
Yeah, because I decided to go to the gym instead.
Well, that was probably a bit
that was. Time.
Was that a I feel bad for myself? And I'm going to go to the
gym. No, that was I am going to go do 2 hours of cardio. So the next time you see these glutes, pop.
Yeah.
Walk away from you.
That's exactly what it was. That's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, again. So are you going to go back out with this guy?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. You have no respect for my time. Then I have no need to ever see you.
Now, what if he had said, what if he called you?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be him.
Okay.
Hey, Carson, it's
Steve.
and I wanted to tell you I'm so sorry. Wow, what would it be a good one? This is the same night as my puppy rescue night.
Yep. Okay. Cool. The thing is, had he come up with any excuse, he's got kids. He could have blamed children.
Yeah.
Children are the best excuse.
Right.
Yeah. He just said,
I spaced. Literally say to me, I spaced. No. I mean, you might as well have put an LOL next to it.
I say you give him another
winky
try,
face.
Though. Nope. I give him a come on.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, there's no reason. There's none. Because if you're that again, you asked me a week and a half. I put it in my calendar. No, that is disrespectful. Uh-uh. I am.
So you've never made a mistake?
He just dropped it on you. Big D says you never made a mistake.
I've made mistakes. But I own up to. I feel like he would have been better off lying. Honestly, as dumb as it sounds, that you think I'd give him brownie points for telling the truth, as in I spaced. You're also telling me I'm not important enough to put in your calendar.
That's what you take it as. Maybe he didn't take it this bad.
He took.
Maybe not everyone thinks the same way you think.
Well, then
you don't want to be around those people.
Then why would I bother? But I'm very, I'm very black and white. There's
one
not a
strike
lot of gray.
And you're gone. One look, strike, not
one
three,
of the,
one.
One of the things I really can't stand is when you commit to something and you back out at the last minute. We've talked about that before. You know,
that's
the girl
my
I
whole
invited,
life. What are you talking about?
Remember I was going to that fancy Christmas party and there were the girl backed out on me at the last minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's you. I get it. Something came up, but really, I can only take one person to this, and it's really cool, and I invited you. You didn't have to say yes.
Well, cancellation is right up there with my pet peeves of being late.
Yeah.
People that are habitually late drive me insane.
Uh-oh.
Pastor Steve, by the way, wants to know if Patrick got a girl yet.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. That brother Steve?
Yeah.
That we have on the show sometimes? Yeah, he's on Facebook. Nope.
Did you went on a date? But it was kind of like one of those, wasn't great, wasn't
that
terrible?
No, I had two dates last week. One of them was really nice.
You have more dates in a week than I do in a year.
Patrick is the king of swiping right and in his match account and you name it. Well, let people see you because they want to see you too.
I really have
come
had
over
a lot
here.
Of luck.
I got to run and do something.
I just had the last couple of days. I had a couple of dates. But before that, it was like a month without a decent date. So, I got nothing else to do. I should try to go out.
The girl that you had on your, whenever I walked into your office and you had your Facebook up and she was showing there, I was like, who's that? And you're like, oh, it's the girl I went on the date last night with. And I was like, man, she's hot.
She was cute. And she was very nice, too.
But there was no fireworks.
I didn't say that. We went out, and we'll probably go out.
Well,
we'll
you kind of said that you were still interested in the Canadian voice girl.
Which I don't want to talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
It's one thing to say things on the radio when you know people aren't listening. It's another thing to talk about things on the podcast.
That's exactly right.
That lives forever and ever. Forever.
Or on Facebook Live in front of hundreds of viewers.
Total.
Yes.
Thanks. You just outed me.
I didn't out anything. Mm-hmm. What?
You did. I have a whatever. I have a huge crush on that girl that I met at the radio seminar. So.
Oh, everybody wants to know. Yeah. Everybody wants to know about this girl. They're like, I want to know about her. Talk about her.
Which one?
You're gonna get me in so much trouble.
Somebody said hot Courtney. It is not hot Courtney.
No. It is not, and nor will it ever again be hot Courtney.
I have
God,
to make a.
So loud, I can't even put them near me.
I know. I have to make a quick phone call. Hold on. Now she never answers her phone on the first time. Whenever I call, I always have to call.
Is this your wife?
This is my mom.
Oh.
I love your mom.
This is Bubba talking. She never answers the phone because she never has it with her. It'll be in her purse, which is on the other end of the house. What's the matter? Oh, you're getting your face all close to the camera.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Well, hi. How are you, sweetie?
Wonderful. The question really is, how are you? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Mama.
Shira.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, I didn't know. Now, Patrick's got the little Frank Sinatra thing. I should have done it in Sinatra style.
What? No, just in your perfect voice. It's just wonderful to hear from you.
Well, how's your birthday morning gone?
Well, let's see. I've done made three hems on your daddy's pants. I'm making him a pillow, and I fixed a little hat for Fed. So, man, I'm busy.
You're wild. You guys are...
Hang on, world. Here comes Shire.
So what's are you doing anything? My brother's daughter, my niece, is getting married. And are you doing any of the stuff for their wedding?
Yes, I am. For Sarah, I am. I'm making her wedding dress. And so I have it really all put together pretty much. I'm just waiting on one particular thing that I have to do to it that I had to order yesterday. So, but other than that, it's coming along just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really all I had to ask. I just wanted to call and say happy birthday. And I guess I'll call you whenever I leave the office from the car.
All right, honey. Well, listen, thank you all very much.
Why would you call again?
Well, because I have to call again so I can talk about everything in the world that we talk about.
Oh.
Hey, man. Plus, she loves when I call her from the car because it's hard to hear and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I just love hearing from you, period.
Yeah, that's right. Just like I love hearing from you.
That's right, honey. So, listen, you guys have a good day.
All right, love you, Mom.
And I will have the rest of a blessed day.
All right, happy birthday.
All right, hon.
See you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wish I knew how to play happy birthday on the keys on the phone.
You used to be able to do it. Then they changed it to where there's only like three tones. Yeah. It's like... Nur, 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 nur. It's like that. It's like a siren in London.
Nur, 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 nur.
Do you send your mom anything?
My love, just now, over the telephone.
You know, there's that service that I thought you were signed up on it, where it sends cards in on your behalf automatically like 3 days before a major event.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Oh, I thought you were the one who told me about it.
Well, maybe that is a great idea.
Maybe I did tell you about it, but I forgot about it.
Yeah, it's a service.
I forget about stuff.
It's a service, and they send you cards. You fill them out, send them back, and then they have them. And basically, 5 days, 3 days, whatever it is, before a birthday, they'll take it, put your card in an envelope that the card that you already signed, and put whatever, and they send it. And that way you never forget it.
John, by the way, wants to know what we're getting our wives tomorrow. Well, first of all, that's
Sunday,
2 days from now. but John, we're not going to say right now because, again, we're doing this live video podcast right now, and they could be watching. Odds are my wife is watching, and we just don't know it.
Is Carson's back in? Is this what are you doing, Patrick?
Turning this off.
Why are you turning? It's just nobody can see it. Oh, now she's not backlit anymore.
Yeah, I still don't. I mean, it's still dark, which is fine. Like, today is a good
day. I don't think Carson really wants them to be better.
Yeah, it's really okay.
She wants the video to be worse.
Jeez. So, yeah.
Wow, would you just put a spotlight on her while you're here?
We could.
I know. Please, thanks.
Okay, so the you two are single, Carson. So mm-hmm. Valentine's Day doesn't get you down or depressed or anything?
No, not the worst Valentine's days I've had have been when I've been with somebody.
Okay.
They're awful.
Patrick, does Valentine's Day mess with you?
I don't care about Valentine's Day.
Okay. All right.
Just not a big deal.
I haven't had a Valentine on Valentine's Day since 2012.
By the way, Carson, you're the most unusual woman I think I've ever met.
Am I really that weird? Probably. Yeah,
no, you are. You're not in a bad way. I mean, everyone's, it's your thing. But it's like you're a mix of guy and frilly girl, too, at the same time.
I know. Like, even if I had a boyfriend or a husband this weekend, the only thing I care about is that Walking Dead is back. Like, that's it. Like, if it was like, oh, baby, let's go to dinner. Nope. Like, we got to be in front of the TV ready to go.
That's our Valentine's, too. That's exactly what we're doing. We're going to have dinner early. That's right. She said it, too. We have to have dinner early. We're going to go do our little things early, and then we're going to get back home and watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And actually, my wife is so hip. She says, we're going to get home and watch TWD. I'm like, okay, done.
Hashtag TWD. No, that's... And did you know Nathan Fillion is on Talking Dead after?
No.
Yes.
Nathan Fillion is awesome. Big D's lost... Actually, he might know him from Castle.
Lost. Do you
know,
I have Google?
Do you watch Castle? Castle, by the way, is a great show. Mm-hmm. I just like Nathan Fillion anyway. I wanted him to be Han Solo back in the day.
Yeah. They could do. It's like, can you turn back time to put him in this new Han Solo movie? But anyway, yeah. Nathan Fillion is that Uber Walking Dead. He's into all like Comic-Con geek stuff that I like. And he'll be so great.
The Firefly,
on
Frenzy,
Dead.
And all that.
Yeah, and he was on Buffy and whatever.
That's a good show for Big D maybe to check out. Firefly on Netflix. You're always looking for new stuff. It's a series. They only have one season, which is a sucky thing.
You only have to commit to a few episodes.
It's one season, Firefly. It's cool. It's like a space western. Like it's a cowboy smuggler space thing. And then they have a movie after that kind of.
D's got this blank look. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, no.
He's right on it.
No, I just, you know, you guys know that Nathan is dating George Clooney's ex Krista.
Krista Allen. Yeah. Yes, I'm very aware.
Yeah. Who looks a lot like an older Janet Kramer.
Now, is he the same one who's in Serenity?
Yes.
The movie?
He's on Wikipedia. Stop. Oh, okay. Don't even give him the time of day. Okay. Oh, yeah. And how tall is he? What was his birthday?
Yeah, he's 6'2", right? He's March 27th. Yeah, I know. He's got a brother named Jeff.
Jeff Fillion?
Jeff Fillion.
Nice. Okay, so let's see. I'm going down my
Jeff
bucket
Fillion,
list.
Jeff Fillion, I believe, is in radio.
Is he really?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, that's cool. We should get Nathan through him because I like Nathan.
He's on the radio, I think, in Quebec.
I was say, in Canada.
Yes. That's cool.
That's all right. We can dial international.
Hey, dude. Yes, we can. All right. So I called my mom. We did that. Is there anything else we need to cover that we haven't? By the way, we're going to have to, if we do this again, we're going to have to find a way to get the audio working better. But also, we need better angles. Because what happens is, with the phone sitting on the counter, it's horrible. Look at this. Watch. I'm going to put it back on me. Look at this angle. This is, I look like Jabba the Hutt. You know, like whenever you're taking a selfie from low, how you look twice as big?
Right, which you should never, ever do.
Never take
always
a selfie
do it
from
above.
Low.
That's right. Can we hang? Can we get something up on one of these?
Yeah, we could do that.
So the phone would hang and get us all from, you know, that really above angle, which every photo I take is at that angle.
That would
so
work.
So that way I'm like 80 pounds lighter.
That
yes.
would work. We can do that. And we can easily run the, because those headphones have really long cords. So if we do the headphone trick again, it works.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way to do that.
It's got to be a better way.
Yeah, we got to kind of put our techie brains into that. You know, I wonder if you could take a GoPro and shoot that signal Wi-Fi to the phone and let it pick it up on Bluetooth. Or just pick up the Wi-Fi that's on the Bluetooth on the GoPro.
I don't know. There's ways.
That
there
was a
are
lot
ways.
Of words.
Did you like that?
That was a lot of...
He's really good with words.
I know.
He should do something with words for a living.
Y'all know all this tech. He's above us in my studio installing lights. I'm like,
hey, Big
cool.
D's just because somebody wanted to see Big D, watch this. I'm going to put it over here. Here he is over there. Actually, I was going to have you go lower because, you know, why don't you go like put your head down here.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Yeah. We'll see you better.
This is good stuff. It's good quality. If you look over there, squint your eyes, move in the darkness, you'll see this guy.
There is some darkness.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Carson. Have a good weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, and enjoy some TWD, The
TWD,
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Patrick, good to see you. way to go. Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend, man. And glad you didn't sleep in here this last night. Like every day, he's asleep. And you know, here's the thing is.
Actually, he didn't sleep here last night. He doesn't have the bedhead.
No, he still does have the bedhead.
No,
but
I don't. And
that's his
sleep
normal
here last
hair.
Night.
Turn your head, let Carson look.
You do have a you divot.
Divot.
Just that's just my head. It's just misshapen.
It's a dent.
No, let's see. So it was country radio seminar, so I slept here in the Super Bowl. So I slept Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's four nights in a row.
Yeah.
Just go home stuff. In the afternoon, take a shower, change clothes, go back to country radio seminar.
Yeah.
Stay out till 1 a.m., sleep at the station, wake up at 4:45.
Rock star.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, look at you going.
I'm a rock star.
I had, hey, you know what, though? I had a good time.
Yeah. Bobby, got anything else?
I'm pretty much covered, man. I brought my mom to the party, and that's it.
All right. Well, everyone have a great weekend. And
welcome to those of you who did watch live on Facebook. Welcome to the podcast party. Now that you know what this is, if you caught maybe just a couple minutes of it or whatever, we actually post the podcast. Give us a little bit here. We'll post it up, and you can listen to this episode and the 96 other ones I think we have.
Yeah, and when you listen to it on the, you know, on the actual podcast, it won't sound like this.
Yeah, it's going to sound way better. It's going to sound like studio quality, like it should.
Oh, it sounds bad. It sounds bad.
I mean, it doesn't sound great, no. But it's you can tell what we're saying. It's good enough.
We could change it up like this.
Yeah, man, we can still do the podcast this way. That'd be kind of cool.
No, we're all good, right? Everything's fine. All right.
Awesome. So we'll go ahead and get this podcast posted up here immediately. By the way, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. We know that for a fact. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection on the planet. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD for 10% off. Again, that's promo code BIGD for 10% off. And Patrick is playing with a doll. Thank you. All right, have a good one, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.